This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tim and I are about to take a little vacation time, and I just want to tell you some numbers here, if you don't mind, Tim.
Okay? Oh, I know what you're doing, John. I know what you're doing.
7.
Mm-hmm.
10.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, 19.
Uh-huh.
21.
Yep.
29.
Mm-hmm. And I know that those aren't lottery numbers that you're telling
me
to play.
No, those are the high temperatures of the of where you're going.
Because
who doesn't like going to Wisconsin in February? What are you doing?
I know. Well, it's called family, John. It's important to me.
Okay.
But I know that 50, 60, 7 degrees warmer will be you, because you're also spending time with family. But, gee,
yes,
you're going to Cabo.
Yeah, we did so in kind of a more intelligent way of planning the trip.
Wow.
That's so rude,
okay. Intelligent way. I'm going back for a mini family reunion for my husband's family.
I think it's great why you're going.
Yes.
I'm clearly poking
yes.
fun at you, sensitive Sally.
Oh, well, use a better way to say it then.
We're smarter?
Oh, my
so
God.
Here's the deal. So we're doing a cousin's trip, all my cousins and I in the way to explain a cousin's trip, and my sister. And my sisters and my sister and my cousins in Cabo. We've never done it before. Every time we meet together, we're at a funeral or a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
We were lucky enough just about a year ago to meet my cousin George's daughter Gina's wedding, and we said we enjoy each other so much. We're all at a certain age now where we can
sure.
get out of town without worrying about our kids. Let's do that, please. And my sister and my two cousins Georgie and John, they've been planning the entire thing, and
nice.
We're going. But I don't want to disparage your trip. You're going back to your home, and I love the concept. Please explain the concept
okay.
of how this whole thing
so
started.
So I'm going back to where my husband's family lives, so I'll be sure to tell them how stupid they are for living in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Hey, those are your words, not mine. I never said that.
Their grandmother, Grandma Lena, used to have Sunday dinners where everyone in the family would all come over. And Kurt's cousin, Brian, is a restaurateur. He owns several restaurants. And he decided he wanted to celebrate Grandma Lena, who is no longer with us, and bring everybody together and recreate the Sunday family dinner.
Now that I love.
So, and I haven't seen all of Kurt's relatives in years. And of course, Mama Barbara's part of that. So I have to go.
Mama Barbara is Tammy's mother law, who's been a longtime participant on the mm-hmm. show, not so much as of late, but I mean, she and her Wisconsinite phrases have become mm-hmm. famous. My favorite, of course, is her hot diggity.
Mm-hmm. I like the way you work it.
Hot diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
Hot diggity.
I got to bag it up.
This is what all of your family is going to be singing down in Cabo, because it actually will be hot and warm and nice, and I'll just be going brr.
Yeah,
but I'll be filling myself with amazing food.
Now, the Sunday dinner is an Italian tradition, and every Sunday at my house when I grew up, it didn't matter what you did all day, you're doing two things on Sunday. You're going to church in the morning, and you better be at dinner for family dinner. And it was an event. I'm so mm-hmm. I'm very envious of this for
yeah.
you, because that's a really great tradition to get back into. So you're flying back every weekend now for family dinner on Sundays at Cousin Brian's house?
No. It's just this one-time thing to get everybody together. It just so happens that it all worked out for everybody, which is great.
All right. Enjoy your trip. Some advice?
Enjoy my temperature of this many?
By the good news for you, as you go further into your trip, it gets warmer. Like normal weather. One below zero like it is right now, by the way. That's one below zero.
I know.
I can't wait for 1 degree so it hits zero.
Mm-hmm.